Natasha, what age did you start playing cricket?
I think I was about 11.
And did your parents encourage you?
They did and they didn't. My dad played cricket in Hong Kong for many years, and my mum and I got involved together at the same time.
And how long have you been with Middlesex for?
About 7-8 years now.
It must be quite a responsibility being the women's captain.
It's one that I treasure a lot and I've always wanted to do since I moved to Middlesex, so it's a real honour.
Does it entail a lot more work than the rest of the team?
Probably only on the day. I've got to think a little bit more than I used to.
Do you get nervous before a match?
Always, yeah, I always have done.
Do you have any sort of things that you do to help it?
I try and listen to music, try not to talk to too many people depending how nervous I am. And just try and keep the same processes that I do every week. Tie laces from one side, like left to right first, things like that, little things, yeah.
There seems to have been a great advance in the level of women's batting and bowling. Do you think this is due to the professional coaching you get or something else?
I think it's just the game has developed that way. People have had to figure out new ways to score runs and bowl and take wickets, and then with everybody improving their skill set, everyone else has had to come up with them.
Do you get quite a lot of coaching?
Yeah, we train often with our Middlesex coach, and some of us will have one-to-one coaches that we'll do outside of counter training.
And in a season, on average, how many matches do you get to play?
Ooh, about 20 or more than 20.
Have you had any injuries?
I've had a lot over the years, yeah. I had a back injury. I was once a bowler and I had a back injury. That meant I had to become a batsman.
Ah. And what's your highest number of runs in a match?
I think the highest I've ever scored is 205.
Ooh, how many hours did that take?
It was in a 35-over game, actually, so it was in the 2.5 hours, I think, or 3 hours.
Do you have a favourite ground?
I have two. In England, it's Edmonton, but in Hong Kong, where I grew up, it's the Hong Kong Cricket Club, which is my home.
Ah, and of course, the big event I've got to ask you about is the MCC Women's Day match between Middlesex Cricket and Marylebone Cricket Club, which takes place for the first time on the main grounds at Lord's. Tell me about this.
It's just an incredible opportunity. I've been lucky enough to have played on the ground before with the MCC, but for the first time for Middlesex, that's always going to be treasured by me and all of the girls. I think it's amazing what MCC and Middlesex have done together to put this on.
And what format will it take?
It'll be 2020.
It'd be quite overwhelming, actually, to be playing in front of such a huge crowd, isn't it? It's going to include 4,000 school children as well.
I've tried not to think about it, but I think it'll be a great opportunity to inspire a generation of kids that live in around Middlesex and get them into the pathways.
Yes, exactly. Do you think enough is done to give the kids a start in cricket?
I think a lot is done, but I think with everything there's a lot more that could be done. There are things that maybe we haven't thought of or that we could follow from other sports that go into grassroots.
And also this historic match will be free live streamed as well, I understand.
that's something we've not had as a county before, and I think it'll definitely put the nerves on a few of the girls, but it's an incredible opportunity for people to watch us online without, you know, if they can't come down to the ground.
Certainly is. Is there a good rapport between the men's squad and the women's, or do you have to put up with a bit of male teasing?
We don't see them often in the year, but when we do, we all get along really well. They're a really nice bunch of guys, and we're a pretty fun bunch of girls and easygoing, so it's nice when we come together on occasions like this.
It's funny, something I've never thought of, but female tennis players, it's always the ladies' team, and cricket, it's always the women's squad. I wonder why.
I don't have an answer. I've been told it's the women's, and that's what we say now.
Oh, very good luck for the future.
Thank you very much.